Welcome to the Dating Kinky Podcast, a cast about love, sex, romance, and kink. Happy Monday! I love Mondays. I've always thought of them as the New Year's Day of every week, a chance to start things fresh and new. Which, I suppose, says quite a lot about me and how my brain works very much in the present. Last night, my partner and I had an amazing dinner. Lemon dill cucumber salad, farm fresh tomatoes tossed with olive oil and feta, and seared sea scallops. And as we ate outside on the porch, enjoying the evening, we talked a bit about dominance and submission and our relationship and how we experience emotions differently. And we talked about the arguments we've had in our relationship and how they happened. We're lucky. We've had very few, maybe 9 in 7 years. 2 big ones that actually really rocked the boat and lasted for longer than one conversation or a day or so. But they all felt awful and deeply hurtful and potentially dangerous when they happened. Because really, we are never ready. We are never ready for all that we do. We might be prepared, but ready? Nope. Take kids, for example. We might read up, know intellectually what might happen, have training and thoughts about everything. And then it happens. And 18 nights in a row of interrupted sleep smacks us down and shows us that we had no idea. Because we could not fathom without experience. I'm going through the same thing working on my project Dating Kinky. I've done some form of development since 1996, and yet I have not done this. And I keep tripping myself up, making huge mistakes, and learning as I go. And that's okay. I'm enjoying the challenge, and I'm building something amazing. Our brains are so wonderful. Even when we have experience that could inform us, it's often incomplete. We remember that experience later in an abstract. Whew, that was rough. But we don't feel the roughness in the same way. So that as we move forward into the future, we aren't debilitated by the memory. Relationships are the same. Even those of us who have been through these crazy, hurty, what the fuck, relationship oopsies are surprised when things go wrong. Because we don't fully remember how horrible it was to be in the middle of it. We just remember now that we made it through whole. And it's surprising again, the heart-wrenching nature of our lovers' quarrels. It seems like every single one is a new surprise. Even as we know we'll get through this, like we have all the others. Even as we know we'll get through this, like we have all the others, a voice is whispering, "But this fucking hurts. And this time this is happening, and last time we had this going for us, and what if we don't?" Which hurts us even more in that moment. I don't have any answers for this. I don't have any wise words or interesting solutions. This is more just amusing today, musing that I'm sharing with you, offering to you, maybe looking for some feedback or some thoughts or something that connects us as humans through all the things we are absolutely, positively not ready for. Thank you for joining me today. If you loved this episode, please share it with others who would enjoy it. And please do join me on datingkinky.com. It's built by kinksters, for kinksters, poly, queer, trans folk, and anyone not quite vanilla. And it's free. Find me on FetLife as Nookie Notes. And on Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, and Medium as Dating Kinky. We're on Instagram as Dating Kinky Official. All one word. Have a kinky day, and I'll catch you next episode.